CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me today. And it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Okay. So you always say, "Did you see a movie?" And mm-hmm. I saw two.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of a banner week in terms mm-hmm. of seeing movies. And, of course, it was also a banner week in terms of the Academy Awards, which was presented on Sunday. And it's in my recording device. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually looked at it yet, but I will. I just have to sit down and decide what I'm going to actually look at and what I'm just going to skip right through, because there's a lot of that show, which I think is kind of stupid, a waste of my time, shall we say. Anyway, but first we'll talk about the movies that are playing locally. Mm-hmm. And by locally, I mean La Maison de Cinéma in English. the movie 1917 is still there in English. And it was a much honored movie. It did not win the top prize at the Academy Awards, but it has won many other awards. We'll talk a bit more about the Academy Awards when we've had a chance to look at the local situation here. The new movie, which is there that I did see in English, is called Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Which is cartoony violence. So it's the second cartoony violence movie that I've seen in the past couple of weeks, but this one was just somehow better. It features the really amazing Margot Robbie, who has become, and she's just a good actress. She does action roles. She does quiet roles. In fact, I believe she was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in Bombshell. And it certainly was not anything but an action role. But here she is everywhere at the same time. She plays the Joker's ex-girlfriend, who had been, of all things, a psychiatrist at the psychiatric institute where the Joker was housed for a while. He became her boyfriend. They split up. I don't know the whole backstory, but she was no longer with him, and part of the movie is concerned with her kind of getting over his departure from her life. But then she finds that she is... she has much to do in terms of getting even with people and people getting mm-hmm. even with her. She seems to always be under attack of one kind or another. And she develops a small group of women around her who become the Birds of Prey. Birds, get it? And they become like a little vigilante group. So that seems to be the beginning of a spin-off, these three women, one of whom is a former police officer. Mm. And a young Asian girl who's wonderful, and she has an important role as well. But for me, the appeal was just watching Margot Robbie do her thing, because she at one point, in the midst of a monster fight scene, suddenly she's out of the frame for a while, comes back, and she's put on roller skates.
Oh.
so there she is roller skating, and she, sorry, I haven't told you what her name in the movie is, and I should. It's Harley Quinn.
Oh,
that's mm-hmm. her apparently her full name is something like Carletta Quinlan or whatever, but she is Harley Quinn, and she often, some of her outfits reflect the Harlequin character. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so she's very colorful. She's actually quite funny. She doesn't go around looking for a fight, but when a fight comes her way, she is more than able to deal with whoever the mm-hmm. perpetrator is. So it is like the other movie that I mentioned earlier was kind of very violent, but in my mind, very not a smart movie and not a classy movie. This one, you know, it's cartoon violence. It is virtually a cartoon mm-hmm. without being animated. You know, it was just crazy cartoon stuff. But it's fun to watch, whereas the Bad Boys Forever, Bad Boys for Life, sorry, movie with the two big name stars, you know, Will Smith and his co-star, I thought, yeah, this is just violent. It's violent mm-hmm. for no reason, and it's kind of a mystery to me why it was getting such great reviews. I can see where the Birds of Prey and the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn, which is the full title of this movie. This one would be getting, to my mind, kind of better reviews. It's just a better movie. It's more imaginative. It's more better scenography. It's still ultra-violent, but it's an ultra-violence that if you just sort of say, oh, this is all in kind of silly fun, mm-hmm. you can get past that. I couldn't with the other movie. So what I thought of earlier today was that the last three movies that I've seen, three mm-hmm. big Hollywood movies, was they were all action oriented and quite violent. And the best of the bunch, and this is still there in English, I'll talk about that in a second, is called The Gentleman. And it's a British movie. Mm-hmm. And clever. It was a clever movie. Yes, violent, but again, you can kind of get past that mm-hmm. because there were so many other factors in the movie that made it a really fun cinematic experience. It actually had a really good story. Mm-hmm. So, three movies playing locally, and just one second. Of those, the ones that I would recommend would be The Gentleman. Sorry, 1917 mm-hmm. goes without saying. If you haven't seen that one, try and see it, because it really is a good movie. Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn film. Not everybody's cup of tea, but if you can sort of suspend your disbelief for a while and say, oh, this is just sit back and enjoy the fun. It's fun. It is good. The other one, which is still there, and I'm sure still doing really well, although I don't know why, is Bad Boys for Life. Again, still there in English. And The Gentleman, which is, actually, this is the last week. So maybe too late. If you haven't seen it yet, it may be too late. And another movie, which is there in English, although on the Maison de Cinema website, it actually, it says French. Go figure. It is not in French. It is in English movie. It's a documentary about life on the Lower North Shore.
Oh, okay.
And the other day, I went with a friend who said, oh, it's playing at 12:30, and there's hardly any shows, you know, so you kind of catch it now, mm-hmm. or you may not catch it at all. And it said French. And then when we got to the theater, I said, is this in French or English? Oh, it's English with French subtitles. Huh. That is not clear anywhere. The only reason I thought it was that is because I looked at the little trailer on the site, and sure enough, it was English with French subtitles. But you would never know that from the Maison de Cinema site unless you sort of went a little further into the site. So don't be discouraged if you think you would like to catch this movie. And again, it's a low budget. It's a documentary. It came from the CBC, the Doc Channel, mm-hmm. and it just happens. Actually, I think we didn't know this when we went, but the day that my friend and I went, there was the filmmaker, and one of the people in the film was present for a talk after the film mm-hmm. ended. So we had a very nice talk with the filmmaker and this young man, Patrick, who is in the film from the North Shore. And they gave us a cocktail made of the berries that they grow
okay.
on the Lower North. And each of us got a a chance to win a prize at the end.
Oh, nice.
And my friend won the prize. So she has a $100 gift certificate to a restaurant in downtown Sherbrooke. So we'll see who she invites along with her. Anyway, so it's kind of been a good year for her. So if you can try and get to see this movie, it's a really, it's a little bit heart-wrenching story about life on the Lower North Shore. There's old people there, young people there, but mostly no people there. It's diminishing seriously, but there seem to be several people who are very keen on keeping the place going and finding, you know, renewals for it. The cod fishery imploded, so that ended, and then they had another possibility for as a vocation on this part of the Quebec. That too went down the tube. So they're struggling. It's a struggling organization. It's a community. The Coasters, but they're very plucky. They seem to have decided this is worth. This is a culture worth saving, and it's a community worth saving. So you won't have a chance, as we did, likely, to talk to the filmmaker, but it's still worth seeing, and you may come out of it with a. In fact, you certainly will come out of it with a better understanding of what life is like on the Lower North Shore. That's La Tabatière and. St. Paul's River, all these, you know, names that we hear about. And locally, we had many of the students in the dim and distant, and back in the 70s, when students got to the point where they had to come to, they had to leave the area, they had to leave the North Shore in order to come to high school, and they ended up, the bulk of them, I guess maybe all of them, at Alexander Galt Regional High School. They don't do that anymore because now they have a high school.
Okay.
But everything is in danger of folding just because there's so few people there and there's just so many obstacles to life. But they love it. They just said it costs $2,000 to fly home.
Oh my goodness.
And then back round trip. And it's just nutso. But they love it, and they, you know, they. I think the impression I got was that many of them would love to be able to spend the rest of their lives there, but they realize that that's unlikely. They have to go away to continue their education after high school and find jobs and so on. Anyway, it's a very moving movie, so I would highly recommend that one. And it is, despite what it says on the website, it is very much in English. So don't be deceived, but it says French. Every once in a while this happens. I don't know why exactly, but whoever looks after the website is inaccurate. So those are the movies playing locally in English. And as I said, at least one of them, the gentleman, is not likely to be around. In fact, it says last week. And I think that for my listeners, that means you're out of luck. By the time you hear this, it will be too late, which is too bad because it was a fun, clever film. So just before we say goodbye, we'll have a look at the Academy Awards. Oh, sorry, I have one other thing to look at before we do that, and that is the movies that are coming soon to us locally, in other words, Friday. Okay, starting on Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day, Fantasy Island.
Oh, okay.
It's coming in French and English. And some of you may recall Fantasy Island from television. It was on for years and years and years with Ricardo Montalban and little Hervé Villechaize. The plane. It was a kind of a cultural icon about a place where people would show up to kind of live out their fantasies. Anyway, it's a, I don't know much about the movie, except that it's certainly based on that TV show and is probably going to be a critical failure and a popular success. And the other movie, which is coming in English and French, well, another movie, is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, a cartoon?
Which is a cartoon. It's mostly a cartoon, except there's the cartoon character, who is Sonic the Hedgehog, and probably a number of others, interact with real people, live-action people. Jim Carrey is the principal one. So that could be fun. It sounds like it's very much for kids, but sometimes the movies for kids are wonderful. And there's another movie in English coming same day, and it's totally new to me. I've never heard of it before, but it's called, and it's in English. It's only in English. It's not in English and French. It's called The Photograph.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just have to wait and see what that one looks like. Okay. So locally, that's what's happening in the next little while. After that, in the next coming weeks, we do have a few more movies in English, but not right away. So that's on the 14th. Another one again, it says subtitles. I don't know quite what that means. It's called Botero. So I will have to talk about that when I find out more about that, because I'm not sure, frankly, if it's in English with French subtitles or French with subtitles in a different language. I really don't know. It's one that I have never heard of, but it's called Botero. So more to come on that. And not to take up a whole lot more time and talk about stuff that people already are very much aware of, we can talk a little bit about the Academy Awards.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, I have actually not watched it yet, but I will. And I think lots of people already know the highlights, but we'll just talk a little bit about them. This was a highly unusual year in that the Best Picture winner is called Parasite, which is a Korean film. And it may still be playing locally, but it certainly has played locally, but it didn't have English subtitles. So if you can find your way on the internet to one that has English subtitles, clearly it is a movie to see. It has now won Best Picture, Best Director, which of course kind of makes sense, have Best Picture and the Best Director go together. It also won, and this is especially unusual, it also won the Best Foreign Language Film. So apparently, well, first of all, it's highly unusual to have one picture either be nominated for both, and incredibly unusual to have one picture win both of those. Mm. So here's an amazing movie, which has won Best Picture overall, Best Foreign Language Film, and the Korean director won Best Director. So this is a movie. So sorry, I couldn't see this movie because I just thought there's not a lot of point in my watching a Korean movie with French subtitles. So I will have to take special steps to actually see this movie in Korean, but with English subtitles. I have talked with friends who have done what I haven't done yet, which is to get hold of a copy with English subtitles, and they say it really is good.
Oh,
it really is good. Mm-hmm. And they're very quiet about it. They don't. I think it's one of those movies like, it's a movie that you don't want to talk too much about the ending,
okay,
for example. Because you kind of give away, it's like spoiler alert. So I actually don't know much about it, except that it's just gotten these fantabulous reviews and has won awards all over the place. Meanwhile, back at the Oscars, the Best Actor award was won, and this was no big surprise to anybody, by Joaquin Phoenix for his really, really solid amazingly good performance in The Joker. He had that was truly a tour de force for him. And they had some other wonderful actors nominated, but he was just head and shoulders above the more actors. We have Best Supporting Actor, and again, a pretty solid field of nominees, and it was won by Brad Pitt for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was the supporting actor for the best leading man, who was played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
And in terms of women, Renee Zellweger, who played Judy Garland in the movie Judy, won for Best Actress. Best Female Actor, I guess is what they say. And again, if you haven't seen it, it's a good idea to see it. I thought she really kind of got right into that Judy mm-hmm. Garland character. The Best Supporting Actress was played by Laura Dern, who's a Hollywood veteran. She's been around for years and years, and okay. She's been in so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And she received her nomination and award for Marriage Story.
Mm.
And you can see Marriage Story on Netflix. It's one of three movies that I'm aware of that you don't have to go to a movie theater to see them. You can just, and if you have Netflix, which many people do, you can catch Marriage Story, you can catch The Irishman, and The Two Popes. Mm. And they were all nominated for, you know, important, you know, big time mm-hmm. awards. So don't despair if you didn't get to see that. As I mentioned, Best Director, Bong Joon-ho, won for Parasite, winning out over people like Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, Sam Mendes for 1917. It was truly a surprise that this unsung movie made such a big impact and has won all these high profile awards. The music was The Joker, and this is one of interest to me, is the Best Animated Feature, Toy Story 4.
Oh.
I loved Toy Story 4. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely see it again. And the other movies that it was in competition with were less well-known. One of the How to Train Your Dragons was in there, but certainly Toy Story 4 was the most high-profile of those movies. Best Foreign Language Film, I already mentioned. Best Original Screenplay, Parasite. So this movie just kind of walked off.
I see that.
With huge number of awards. Very surprising. And there's, of course there's many other awards, but the ones that I've mentioned were the ones that you're likely to hear the most about. There were some Canadians nominated for some of the smaller awards having to do with short features and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're unimportant, but they're kind of smaller. And I'm not entirely sure who won those, but it's nice to know that there is a fairly thriving film industry in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they do important things in terms of foreign language films and in terms of technical expertise. So if you have it in mind that you'd like to maybe go into some aspect of film, this is a pretty good country to do that in.
Mm-hmm.
Although now it's looking like Korea might be a better one. Anyway, so that's a little quickie wrap-up of the Academy Awards and what's playing around now and what is coming soon to our theater, which is mostly the one that has the English movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, same time next week.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.